Welcome to an AvWeb Aviation Bizcast for this Wednesday, May 14th, 2008, from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine. Today's Bizcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety. Chances are you've read one of Barry Schiff's books or heard him speak about his lifelong affair with the air, but the accomplished pilot and aviation advocate is also a staunch defender of one of the nation's most threatened airports as chairman of the board of the Santa Monica Airport Association. AvWeb's Russ Niles spoke with Schiff about the current issues surrounding access by larger business jets and why that's just a part of a greater threat to the facility.
Talking with Barry Schiff, the name sounds familiar. You've probably read one of his books or heard him speak at any of a number of aviation events around the country. But in addition to being a renowned author and public speaker, you're wearing another hat these days, Barry.
Well, I wear a lot of hats. It depends on the need at the time.
We're particularly talking about Santa Monica Airport and the difficulties that it's going through as it deals with the issue of large corporate aircraft.
Well, it's really beyond that. It's the airport is in more trouble than most people realize. And this all began back in the early 80s when the Santa Monica City Council decided that they could put the airport to better use. It could be developed. Those are 215 prime acres in the heart of an urban area that has some of the highest priced real estate in the country. And they decided that, wouldn't it be great to shut down that airport and develop it? Well, there were a lot of people who had other things to say about that, and we fought the city long and hard. And finally, in the mid-1980s, the city agreed, and the FAA forced them to agree more or less that the airport would at least have to stay open until 2015, which is when the last of FAA's leases with the city expires. And everything the city is doing, it appears, is pointed toward the closure of Santa Monica Airport in 2015. Now, they know it's going to be difficult to shut down an official reliever airport such as Santa Monica. So what they're attempting to do by all means possible is to reduce the use of the airport to make it seem less important than it really is. And they do that by discouraging its use. They charge landing fees. If you're a Cessna 172 driver coming in from somewhere to have lunch at the airport, you're going to pay a $4 landing fee. You don't find out about it until you get a bill in the mail a couple of weeks later. And, of course, heavier aircraft pay greater fees. And everything at the airport is getting very expensive. Leases are difficult to come by. Certainly there are none that go beyond 2015. And the city currently is trying to ban Category C and D jet aircraft from the airport. Again, they disguise it in the name of safety. They cloak it in the name of safety to make it sound good. But in reality, what they want to do is reduce the use and efficacy of the airport so that in 2015 they'll have an easier time shutting it down. We still think they're going to have difficulty doing that, but the city is undeterred. They want that property for, I think, other reasons.
Okay, well, the current situation is the FAA has obtained a restraining order against the city council, preventing them from banning these larger jets, which the cutoff is an approach speed of 139 knots, correct?
No, it's 121 knots. I think someone converted that to 139 miles per hour or some such thing, and that's how that number came up. But it's a Category C and D airplanes begin at approach speeds of 121 knots.
So what sort of catchment is that? What airplanes are we talking about?
Well, certainly the larger of the business jets, the Gulfstreams. Many aircraft have approach speeds in excess of 121 knots at their maximum landing weights, by the way. If you came in lighter and had a slower speed, that's too bad. You still couldn't bring that airplane into Santa Monica. So clearly the city overstepped its bounds. They even had a NOTAM issued banning the arrival of these jets, and the FAA said, no, you can't do that. That's illegal. And they had the TRO, the temporary restraining order, issued. Now it's going to go to court. And clearly what the city is trying to do is preempt the FAA from exercising its legal authority over regulation of airspace and aircraft.
So what are pilots in your association doing to enjoin this battle?
Well, certainly we're interested parties, and all we can do is get other people involved in the fight. We were clearly responsible back in the 80s for getting the FAA to step into the picture and prevent the city from closing the airport at that time. And all we can do now is to try to, in a PR vein, try to get people interested in the airport, try to get them to understand how important it is to the commerce of the region. What we're trying to do is make the airport more popular than it is. And most people want the airport, but it's the city council, which we think is somewhat greedy, wants to use the land for other purposes, and we're trying to get interested parties to act in the interest of the airport. For example, we had to get the FAA a number of times involved in the process of protecting Santa Monica at times when they might not have noticed what was going on. I mean, clearly the FAA has a lot of fires to put out. There's pressure on airports all over the country to be converted into more profitable uses. And so I don't envy those in Washington who have to keep track of all of these airports and try to keep them open. AOPA does its part, NBAA does its part, but when you have so many airports being threatened and are endangered as a species over the long haul, there's a lot of work to do, and we try to do everything we can to keep people involved.
Okay, well, the focus...
There is one document that we believe will eventually be used to save Santa Monica Airport, and that's what's called the transfer agreement. At the end of World War II, Santa Monica was given to the city of Santa Monica to be used as an airport in perpetuity. Now, that, to you and me, that sounds like forever. So that if the city tries to use it for other purposes, the land and the airport would revert to federal ownership. The problem is, to you and me, perpetuity sounds like forever, but in a court of law, it may not. A judge could say, well, it's been long enough. That satisfies the perpetuity requirement, so Santa Monica can do whatever it wants with the airport. We believe otherwise, and ultimately it will be settled in court. Or the city of Santa Monica may say, well, we'll keep it as an airport, but it'll be a smaller one simply for small airplanes, and big airplanes won't be allowed in. It could go a number of different ways, and we have to keep the pressure on to keep the airport growing and viable.
A lot of the attention has been on, like, Governor Schwarzenegger flying his Gulfstream in there, and the movie stars and the high-profile users, but Santa Monica gets a lot of use, and it's not all by movie stars by any stretch, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's a tremendous amount of commerce that takes place as a result of airplanes moving in and out of Santa Monica from all over the country. These airplanes do not have other places to go. Van Nuys, a nearby jet airport, is getting saturated to capacity. On the other side of us, to the south, is Los Angeles. It's obviously saturated to capacity and doesn't have the room or the inclination to cater to business jets, and there aren't that many places to go anymore. And we absolutely have to keep Santa Monica viable as a hub for commerce.
Well, we'll be watching it with interest, Barry, and thanks for your comments today.
You're more than welcome.
Today's Aviation Bizcast was brought to you by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Learn more or subscribe at www.aviationsafetymagazine.com. Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.